now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I am your host for this program. I think you're going to enjoy it. I really do. Because, I'm going to talk today about the state of the nation. The state of the nation. And I don't think I'm going to say anything that you don't already know, and that is that we are in a very, very bad way. And I will try to describe to you what has happened. Now, the first thing I want to say is that it is our fault, we the people, because we have not been vigilant, we have not been aware, we have not thoughtfully participated. Some have, of course. Some people are, vote in every election and so on, but a lot of people don't. But we have been had, and we have had the wool pulled over our eyes, and still do, and we're being taken advantage of, and we're being exploited. Okay? Now you'll say, right on, Roland. That's exactly right, man. You really tell it like it is. That's right. Well, that's right. But, see, here's the thing. It's very easy to blame the people that are doing the exploiting. Very easy to blame the government or the corporations or the nonprofits or, whoever it is that's taking advantage. It's very easy to do that. Big banks or big insurance or the medical matrix or the lawyers or the teachers union or, see what I mean? It's very easy to blame whoever it is that's taking advantage and exploiting and not looking out for the people, Congress and so on. But we have to see how we the people have been asleep at the switch, so to speak. It's an old railroad term, to be asleep at the switch. We haven't been paying attention, and we've been, not only have we not paying attention, but we have been weak. We've been self-indulgent. We have not been vigilant. And so I say, I'm not going to blame anybody, except I'm going to say that we the people have got to wake up. It's that simple. Now, when you read, for example, the Old Testament, when you look at the Old Testament, you will see, very often that you will see that punishments came upon the people because they turned their back upon God. They forgot about God. They forgot to be grateful. They didn't do what he asked them to do. They disobeyed his laws, and they turned to other gods. And then the result was they got into a mess. Plus, others came to rule over them. See? Others came to rule over them. In fact, you remember when Moses finally led the people away from Pharaoh, and to which they were enslaved. You ask yourself, how could the Israelitish people become enslaved like that? And it's because they had turned their back upon God. It's that simple. What happens? Okay? Now I'm going to try to bring it all down to basics so you will actually be able to see what has happened. But I want you to keep relating it to being unaware. Okay? To being unaware. Now, if you are unaware, then you are taken advantage of. Or if you are unaware as a parent, then your children can be taken advantage of. You see? So awareness is a very, very important thing, and we, the people, have become unaware, and that is also part and parcel of turning our back upon God. And I will explain it to you, so you will actually be able to see in a very basic way how this happens in each of our lives, and then how it happens to a country. So please stay tuned to this very important program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I shall be right back after this announcement. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us.
I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo. We're talking about America and how we're in a bad way because we have been exploited. We've been taken advantage of. And the reason is because we are unaware. Okay? Now, why are we unaware? Well, it's because we do not have a love of the truth. And we have been self-indulgent. Okay? And that self-indulgent has allowed us to become, to feel comfy. See, to feel comfy with things that are not apropos. See, now look. I give you a couple of simple examples so that you can see what I'm talking about. How many people have invited into their home maybe some kind of a maid or a gardener? Let's say a maid. And the maid seems very nice and is doing such a wonderful job, and she doesn't charge very much, and she cleans the house up very nicely, or you know. And so the person begins to feel comfortable with this house cleaner, let's say, and stops paying attention. See, stops being home, stops watching, you know, stops... making sure that everything's on the up and up, stops coming home all of a sudden, you know, when the maid is there to see what's going on. Well, without going into details, one thing leads to another, and before you know it, things are stolen, or this housekeeper invites someone else to come over when the owners of the home are away, and then something is stolen. You see that sort of thing, right? Well, that's because they weren't vigilant. They weren't aware of what was going on. Another thing, how many people turn their kids over to a babysitter? You know, a babysitter or a neighborhood person who seems also wonderful and so nice. And before you know it, you feel, you know, this parent feels comfortable with this babysitter, feels very comfortable. So the parent then stops paying attention, stops watching, stops checking things out. Stops being vigilant. See, now the parents' lack of vigilance, lack of concern, lack of watching, is a temptation. See, it's a temptation when the babysitter sees that the parents are not paying attention, then she begins to take liberties. Before you know it, she invites over some boyfriend or something to come in when the parents are gone. Do you see what I mean? Or she begins to become mean and bossy with the child. Or she stops paying attention properly and she spends her time gabbing on the phone or text messaging instead of watching the child who goes outside and falls in the swimming pool. Are you with me? So you have that type of a situation. So you see that the parents' lack of paying attention. Okay? Another thing, people take their kids to—you hear it all the time—to some organized activity, see, or to a school, see. And before you know it, you become very comfortable, and you think everything's fine and everything's wonderful, and you stop being vigilant. But that lack of vigilance is a temptation, okay? So you see how lack of awareness is a temptation. How many people? You know, you hear this all the time with senior citizens, for example. They have to get some accountant or someone to, quote-unquote, help them. And their lack of vigilance, see, maybe they should have had their, you know, their son or daughter or someone to help them, but their lack of vigilance, their lack of attentiveness, their lack of watchfulness, see, made them an easy prey And that tempted the other, see, to take advantage. Are you with me? Somebody's walking down the street. Two people are walking down the street. One person is walking briskly and very aware, watching what's going on, very, very aware. Head up, brisk, walking briskly and watching, okay? Another person is walking along with their head down, not paying attention, shuffling along, not aware, see, or lost in some music they're listening to from their MP3. Which is the one that the mugger is going to pick out? Obviously the one that is unaware. See? So the point that I'm getting at is when somebody's going to take advantage or when somebody is tempted to take advantage, they can sense when people are not aware. So, Mark, you know, keep that, put that in your memory banks and kind of remember it. If you don't pay attention, see, when... If you don't look at the bill to see what the charges are and ask a couple of questions. See, if you don't what was the old expression that Ronald Reagan used? Trust but verify? Trust but verify. If you don't keep checking. If you don't watch. See, if you don't ask questions. If you simply hand over your car or your kids to somebody else and don't pay attention. See? Another thing, I was watching yesterday, I saw a video. It was a lady and her daughter. And her daughter had taken this Gardasil vaccine, you know, for the human papillomavirus. And before you know it, why she had central nervous system inflammation, which the doctors admit was caused by a reaction to this vaccine. So to make a long story short, now she has seizures every day. She's taking all kinds of medication. Her face is partially paralyzed. She lays in bed, you know, 15 or 20 hours a day. She has no more life. She went from being the, cheerleader and head of her class to be in very, very bad shape. See? The parent was unaware. They trusted, see? They were told, well, go ahead and take this vaccine. Why, it costs $300, but, oh, take it, take it, take it, they said. And so they trusted, see? A lot of people have gone to, have been too trusting. They've gone to the dentist and a lot of fillings were put in. Turns out they didn't need, it was unnecessary. See, you hear about these type of things all the time. I'm not telling you something that you don't already know. But they didn't ask questions. They were too trusting. They were reassured, see, that everything was fine and, you know, trust us and see what I mean? So it's a very sad story. The parent was not aware of the dangers, see, not aware. So many things. How about this? Remember this Vioxx? How about these... this Agra and all these types of things, and you hear the side effects, and then you hear, I actually heard of somebody went blind. I don't know if it was in one eye or two eyes, and then they admit it. You look at the literature for side effects on it, and they admit it. The company admits it themselves that it's a possible side effect. See, so the people were they unaware? They didn't pay attention. They didn't read. They didn't ask questions. They were too trusting. See what I mean? So. Put this in your memory banks and remember it. Verify. Check things out. Ask questions. Be aware. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The program is Common Sense. Well, I used to call it Common Sense, so by habit I still say Common Sense. It is Common Sense, but what am I? One time I taught a class, actually twice I taught a class at a well-known university on ethics. I taught an ethics class, and it was a lot of fun. It was very, very fun. It was up my alley, but the point I want to make is the first textbook that I had was actually pretty good. The second one was all dumbed down and watered down, and what was it? But the first one was good, and it talked about different theories of ethics, and one of them talked about intuitionalists. Intuitionalists, someone whose ethics is based upon intuition. Okay? Now, I am an intuitionalist, see? And I'm an intuitionalist because I can see, I trust my intuition. I know my intuition is from God, see? And then you say, well, how about all the things like the Ten Commandments and, the precepts of the Bible and the teachings of Christ and so on? Yes, I say yes to all of those. I say yes. Why? Because I can see that they are true. My intuition, I know, I see that what's true. So I'm very fortunate. I'm very, very fortunate, see, to have my intuition. Now, some people say, trust your gut, trust your intuition, trust your highest instincts, or your deepest and highest instincts. How many ladies have taken a course in self-defense, for example, street smarts and self-defense? And what are they always told? They're always told to trust your gut, trust your instincts. If you're walking down the street and you see somebody coming along and you get a sense that there's something not quite right, see, trust that intuition, okay? So are you with me? So if you trusted your intuition always, why, you have no idea how wonderful that would be for you and what a protection it would be for you. See, it'd be a very, very good and wonderful thing. But people do not trust their intuition. In fact, they lose track of their intuition. They don't even know that they have intuition. Or if they do know that they have it, they don't know what it is. They don't know where it is. And so they become unaware. See, the way we become aware is through intuition. It's like a light that shines. You just see, that's all. Now, so what has happened to America? So, okay, now, have you been able to follow all of my examples? They're very simple. And you can see how someone who's walking down the street very unaware, or someone who's too trusting with a housekeeper that comes in, or an accountant that says he's going to help somebody. People that are too trusting who give their kids to under somebody else's care that takes them away for some activity, or school, or pills, or treatments, or vaccines. See, too trusting, not asking questions, just mindlessly going along, not being aware. See, turning their kids over to strangers, assuming, see, and being reassured that everything's going to be fine. See, they're by that unawareness. They thereby place themselves or their children in danger, see? And not only that, but their unawareness tempts other people to take advantage. See, the kinds who take advantage, if you are very, very aware, the kind of people who would take advantage, they sense it. They sense that you're aware. They sense that you look through them as if you're looking right through them, that you can see that they're up to something. See, it makes them feel uncomfortable, and they shy away because they want to go. They'll go bother somebody else. They'll go do something awful to somebody else because they don't like being exposed. See, and an aware person who's watchful, see, makes them feel uneasy, and so they don't try their shenanigans when you're around. So now, do you see what has happened to America? We're being exploited. Why? Because we are unaware. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo,
director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The program is the Roland Trujillo Show. I am aware, and I'm seeking to make you aware. Now, look at what has happened to the American, to America. We're being exploited. Yes, indeed, we're being exploited. But now, see why I'm not blaming those. Obviously, those who take advantage and exploit and don't look out for the people and so on, that's not very nice. See, that's bad, that's mean. It's wrong. But if we were aware, they never would have been able to do it in the first place. See? Now let's take a look, for example. Looks to me like America now run by oligarchs. Powerful, rich class is running the country, and we're being taken, and they give big contracts to their buddies. So you have military contractors, for example, see, over in Iraq and Iran, they get billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. They do, these military contractors. So they are exploiting the American people. They're taking advantage. They're getting all of that money. See, and how about the look at what has happened on Wall Street? So now you have a bailout. So the whole thing started under Bush, and it goes back a long way. But, you know, under Bush, the first bailout was under Bush, and he started this awful war in Iraq and then in Iraq, and Afghanistan. And now we have our young people over there dying. See? For this, for why? Why are we there? Why are we there? Why are we in Afghanistan? What are we doing there? See, there's something that we're not, we the people, we believed, we were told. So now what do we have? Well, now we have, so we had Bush, a bailout, big government contracts, war in Iraq and Afghanistan, see, under Bush. And all of these things going on, and we were unaware. We were taken advantage of. And then you had all of these derivatives. So now, see, so we were. It was obvious that we were unaware, and we became so unaware that it tempted them to take even more advantage. So then Obama comes along, and nothing has changed. More bailouts, big government contracts. Expanding war in Afghanistan. Expanding war in Afghanistan. So it's all the same. More bailouts, more money for the big banks and the big offshore banks and the big Wall Street firms all being bailed out. And why are they being bailed out? Because of derivatives. So now you have this medical insurance, medical overhaul thing. And you know what that's going to be? That's another bailout, this time for the insurance companies. That's right, the insurance companies are in trouble because of derivatives. Derivatives, derivatives, derivatives. And so with no public option, it'll be a smorgasbord. We'll be forced to have insurance and bailing them out.
Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did.
Well, here I am, ladies and gentlemen. I ran out of time. The point I'm making is that we're not being told the truth. I think the public option is going to be withdrawn, and there will be some kind of health care. It'll be regulating the insurance companies, but there will be forced to get insurance, and so we'll have to pay, and that'll bail out the insurance companies. So now do you see that we're still being taken advantage of? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this little dissertation upon the state of the country, and I hope that you will begin to be aware so that you might, well, protect yourself and your family. May God bless. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.